Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We are talking with Supercross rider Chris Howell today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Waking up early. Big race tomorrow. Monster Energy Cup over at Sam Boyd Stadium. Chris, how did you originally get involved in motorsports? Because I know you think like, hey, man, I want to race some dirt bikes, or I like racing quads. Maybe drag racing looks fun someday. Next thing you know, you're a professional rider and competing for $1 million this weekend.
Yeah, no, I got into racing because my dad and my sister raced, and it was just a cool thing to do. We went to the track every weekend, and it's kind of been in the family, and just kind of what we did, and it was always good and fun, and I enjoyed it and just kept working hard, and now I'm racing professional.
Yeah, so everybody thinks like, okay, I want to be a professional. You know, what makes a difference from just, hey, I like doing this as a hobby, and you know what, I got to figure out how to pay for this because the sport gets expensive too. Okay, now you're a professional, Chris.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it definitely started as a hobby, and it was just something that I loved to do, and turned out I was pretty good at it and just kept working hard, and it was always a goal to be pro racer, and just kept working hard, and it ended up turning pro and doing pretty well and racing Supercross now, and tomorrow I'm racing the Monster Energy Cup at Sam Boyd Stadium, and hopefully we can get a shot at the $1 million, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah, because you have to win like all three, right?
Yeah, and there's some stiff competition out there, that's for sure.
Well, we're talking to Chris Howell. He's competing in the Monster Energy Cup tomorrow, but several years ago you were racing in Oakland and you broke your hand, but you kept racing. I mean, not only did you keep racing, but that particular season kind of proved to be one of your best seasons to date. What do you think it was? Just like, is it adrenaline where you just keep going, or are you just like, I'm all in, I can't stop right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we were racing in Oakland, and the heat race, I crashed and had a small boxer fracture to my hand and just kept at it. It was a little sore and stuff, but the adrenaline definitely kicks in, and don't really feel the pain till after the race, and it's like, oh man, my hand hurts pretty bad, but racing's fun, so we just keep doing it.
And your wife is like, what were you doing?
She wasn't too happy when I kind of kept it on the DL. She wasn't too happy when I actually told her afterwards.
We're talking about when we take a real leap of faith with Chris Howell from Supercross on SOS Radio, competing in the Monster Energy Cup this weekend over at Sam Boyd Stadium tomorrow. But Chris, for 3 years you raced with JMC Motorsports, but this year you decided, hey, I'm going to go out on my own. We're going to start our own group, Chris Howell Racing. I mean, what's it like being with a motorsport company for so long and deciding, okay, I feel like I want to take a leap of faith and try to go jump out in this on my own?
It's a little hard. I mean, it's interesting because I've been with them for so long and done it that way, and I kind of just want to do my own thing and try to run it how I want to run it. But it's definitely a little bit more challenging. I have a lot more stuff to deal with, but it's been fun, and I'm excited to see how 2020 turns out.
And so how does God just kind of develop those passions in your heart where you think, you know what, I might be taking a risk here. I don't know what the future holds, but I feel like there's something here that I want to try this.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely pray about it, and he trying to push me in the right direction, and I really, really trust in him that this is going to work out, and keep him in my prayers, and always does.
And I know a lot of times when you're not racing Supercross, you're actually working as a trainer with Camp Rev, really, to just help get other kids involved in motorsports and opportunities to help them along in their faith journey.
Yeah, I've been a trainer at Camp Rev for the last few years, and it's an awesome deal that Panic Rev puts on. It's a 3-day camp that They do it all over the country, and I helped the one out in Washougal, Washington, and we learned about all sorts of things. We learned about riding, how to become a better rider, how to become closer to God, and they also do cool things like baptize kids and stuff like that. It's a really cool opportunity, and I think if you're interested in it, you should go to panicrev.org and definitely check it out, because it's really fun. It's probably the best week that I have every year, and I really enjoy it.
So did you have mentors that stepped into your life to just kind of help you along in your faith journey when you're trying to put all of this together and make sense of, okay, I'm involved in motorsports, I'm going to be a professional racer, you know, I've got my faith journey here, I've got my friendships, and I'm just trying to make sense of where my life's going?
Yeah, for sure. Mentors definitely help out. I've lately, John Parkinson, the guy who actually owns Panic Rev and runs that, he's really been help me out, just trying to, we go to Bible study every Monday, and it's been really fun, and get to learn a lot more, and we go over the Bible and really learn what it's talking about, and it's cool to bounce the ideas off everybody, and they're into moto, so they kind of understand how we think, and we have a good group of people that we meet with, and it's really cool just to go around and talk about stuff and how God's really doing stuff in everyone's lives.
Chris, you recently got married. I'm sure your wife wouldn't be mad if you won that $1 million this weekend.
No, she'd be pumped.
What was the first lesson you learned being married? Like, okay, my expectations are a little bit different. Okay.
So far, it's actually been pretty good. We actually had a little bit of a little issue. We went on our honeymoon. It was good. Awesome. We went to Hawaii, so that was super fun. And then we got back, and then we were driving down to Southern California. Got halfway there, my van blew up.
Oh.
So I was just like, darn, had a little trial there. And I turned to her, we were sitting on the side of the road, and I was like, hey, you know what? I've had this van for like 6 years. It's been running totally fine. It's been really good to me. Now we're married and it's half yours. You're half broke. She didn't find it too funny at that moment because we were stuck on the side of the road waiting for the tow truck. But now she thinks it's kind of funny. But it's been good. I mean, that was a little tough one. It's definitely had a turn to God a little bit, do some praying because it tested my faith a little bit just because it was just stressful and just got married. My van broke, had a bunch of money into it, trying to get down to Southern California so I could practice for this event. And but we got around, her dad came and picked us up and took it back to their house, and we got it fixed and got back down to California and started training. And
explain how the Monster Energy Cup works tomorrow, because there's a couple of races, like you have to win like all three for $1 million, otherwise it's like $100,000.
Yeah, so the Monster Energy Cup is a pretty cool event, off-season race. It's not part of the Supercross series that starts in January and goes through May. And so it's off-season race, and the cool thing about it is the opportunity to the $1 million is on the line, but you have to win all three main events. So there's three motos, you have to win them all, and if you don't win them all but you are the overall winner, means if like you get a 1-2-1 or something like that, you still win $100,000, which is pretty cool. So Monster Energy Cup is interesting because this year is going to be pretty crazy because they're running three different starts and two different track layouts. So two starts we're going to run one way, and then one start we're going to run the track backwards.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's totally something new that they haven't done before. It's going to be very interesting, and I'm excited to race it, and I think the fans are going to have an awesome time watching it.
Yeah, so they have a special fan fest that goes on in the afternoon for everybody who wants to meet their favorite racers, right?
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it is they have a fan fest that starts at noon, and yeah, I think you have to buy another ticket for that, but it's definitely worth it because you can go up to any of your favorite racers or all the racers and shake their hand and get their autograph and talk to them a little bit, and hopefully I'll be able to see a few of you guys out there tomorrow and come say hi and let me know you guys heard me on this radio station.
So it's like the selfie, the new autograph.
Exactly. We could take a few selfies. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, the guys are like posing. They're like doing 57 different ones. And you're like, hey, this is great. And it shows up on Instagram later. Well, we're talking to Chris Howell today at SOS Radio. Hope you have a great race tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.